We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on a Friday morning. 9 degrees. Key players in a stock price surge testified for a congressional committee investigating market manipulation.
We don't answer to hedge funds.
Robinhood CEO Vlad Tenev apologized during a hearing with the House Financial Services Committee for cutting off sales of GameStop and other stocks last month as share prices jumped hundreds of dollars.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Tenev says a temporary freeze was put in place so Robinhood could meet regulatory deposit requirements, and it was not at the direction of Citadel, a hedge fund whose CEO also testified with close links to the investment app. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz responds to media coverage of a Wednesday trip he made with his family from their home state of Texas to Cancun, Mexico, as millions of Texans suffered without power after a raging winter storm. After returning to Texas, he says he was only doing what all Texans would do.
I was taking care of my family the same way Texans all across the state were taking care of my family. And it certainly was not my intention for that to be understood, as critics have tried to paint it, as somehow diminishing the suffering and hardship other Texans had experienced.
Cruz says his family dealt with no power for 2 days before deciding to make the trip. Attorneys for the purported leader of the Kansas City cell of the Proud Boys are blaming former President Trump for the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. They say the 5 weeks since then, quote, have broken the fever dream, unquote. William Cressman is an Army veteran and union sheet metal worker from Olathe. He remains in custody as the judge weighs whether to release him before his trial on charges of conspiracy, obstruction of an official proceeding, threatening to assault a federal law enforcement officer, and other charges stemming from the melee. Businesses in Manhattan's Aggieville Entertainment District don't plan to support the traditional fake Paddy's Day celebration this year.
The event has been held in March before students go on spring break, and it drew thousands of people in the past. But attendance has dropped in recent years, and the Aggieville Business Association no longer believes it is worth the effort, said Dennis Cook, executive director of the Business Association. There's pretty much a general consensus that that's an event that we don't need, Cook said. These things all just have run their course. It's time to let that one go. Fake Paddy's Day began in 2007 and was a prime partying opportunity, particularly for college students. It has been criticized for encouraging excessive drinking and a related increase in crime, the Manhattan Mercury reported.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. A Florida woman could spend the rest of her life behind bars after running an alleged religious cult.
Anna Young is the alleged leader of the House of Prayer religious group near Gainesville, Florida. Prosecutors say it's really a cult, and its members starved and denied medication to two children back in the 1980s. Both died as a result. The 79-year-old pleaded no contest to second-degree murder and manslaughter. Young's own daughter prompted the charges after coming forward with several abuse accusations aimed at the House of Prayer. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another cold start to the day here in Wichita, but temperatures are going to be trending a little bit higher this afternoon. Yesterday we got to 30. Today, 32 for the high. Partly cloudy overnight. Our low, 19. Sunny and breezy on Saturday with a high 36. Freezing drizzle early Sunday and 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 9 degrees, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 7:36 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And I'd like to talk about, share some thoughts for just a moment about a couple of people. First of all, Bob Dole, of course, the senator from Kansas, 97 years old, has announced that he's suffering from lung cancer. And obviously the prognosis is not good, but he's had a long and a fruitful life. A lot of great things have happened to Bob Dole. He had some tough times, too. The guy came back from, of course, he was from Russell, Kansas, small city out northwest of here. And he was from my mom and dad's generation. So if you understood Bob Dole, you understood that whole generation that went off to World War II, the kids who were raised in Kansas during the Depression. Bob went to the University of Kansas and was quite an athlete quite an athlete there. And then he went into the service and served in Italy, where he was wounded by a 50 caliber machine gun bullet. And I don't know if everybody knows this, that his right arm's very basically useless.
Yeah.
And he always carried a pen in his left hand, or in his right hand. He carried it in the right hand so he could shake hands with people.
Yep.
And he always wanted to make you feel it's okay. But, you know, for a guy who was badly, badly injured, he has, over the years, he has shown remarkable physical stick to it, as he has done a great job. Of course, he ran for president against Clinton and lost, but, you know, I think he would have made a darn good president. I don't know. Maybe I'm prejudiced because of having known him. I met him on many occasions when I was a young guy in the 1970s at a rock and roll radio station doing news. You know, if I had a slow news day, I might just get on the phone and call Washington and get a hold of Bob Dole. I could go through one person.
Yeah.
And if he was available, he said, yeah, how you doing? How are things back in Kansas? You know, and you know how he talked.
Yeah.
And I'd say, well, can we do a couple of minutes here? He says, roll your tape. You know, he didn't care what you were going to ask him because he was ready for you. And he'd give, hey, Jad, you know how this business is. The man would give you the best 15 to 20 second sound bites you ever heard.
Yeah.
Bob was good at it and very skillful. Now, I'm talking about him like he's not with us anymore, but this is just an example of what kind of a guy he was. And he would talk with anybody. I remember at a time when I was over at by the Indian Center for some sort of a thing for River Festival. It was like a beanbag toss or something, you know. And I went over to be involved in this. I was at the radio station, and here comes Bob Dole walking over there. Got his jacket over his, you know, and he's got his tie undone. Said, "How you doing?" And we sat, just two of us. He didn't have an entourage. And the man was, you know, the U.S. senator. He was a big shot, but he didn't carry a bunch of people with him. He was there. We chatted for a little bit, and that was the way we did it. So anyway, he's the Kansas treasure. As far as I'm concerned, love Bob Dole, and we wish him the best. We wish him the very best. And another person I've been talking about this morning, Steve Schad, who is a longtime business and executive and sports personality here in town. He and I have done for the – we recorded a show for this weekend – on the issue show, and he wanted to talk about his battle with bipolar disorder, and that's part of what we talk about. But we talk in that interview a lot about the fact that he was a runner, came from a small town in Kansas,
yep,
came to Wichita and got a job with the Wichita Wings when the soccer team was just starting,
getting ready to take off,
and getting ready, and his memories of how he handled the media because he didn't know what he was doing. And he was brand new. His memories about that were just treasures. They're terrific. Because he's talking about the fact that, you know, you didn't have email in those days.
Nope.
Heck, you barely had fax machines. So, you know, they'd have a news release or something about the Wichita Wings. So he'd make a bunch of copies and trot them over to the radio stations.
Yep.
He'd bring them to me. And here, Steve, here's a release. I tell you, thank you, Steve. And going in, you know, he didn't know any better. And that's the way he got to go. And the Wings were so popular for so long.
Yep.
But we just had a dynamite conversation, and if you want to hear it, you can hear it at 8 o'clock Sunday morning here on KNSS. He's just a terrific guy, and he's doing a lot better than he was before because he's had some problems, but he's sharing his story because he wants folks to understand that there's no great stigma about having a mental problem or something like that. And And it takes a lot of courage to do that, to put your life out there for everybody to see. So, Steve Shod, thank you. Bob Dole, we're praying for you and hoping for you and thinking good things will happen for everybody. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, promoting female business leadership. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.